the charity of the week. Please tell us your name and charity.
Hi, I'm Molly.
And I'm Georgie. We're both from Manx Eating Disorder Support.
How did the charity start and what is its purpose?
So we were founded by local people, some with lived experience, some not. And we wanted to create the kind of support we found ourselves helpful in the UK and elsewhere. But we wanted to bring that help that we'd experienced back here on the island and to help others. So our purpose is simple but important. We provide counselling, psychological support, promote recovery, and we offer a safe, understanding space for anyone affected by eating disorders or even eating-related difficulties. It doesn't have to be a diagnosed eating disorder. We're also here to support carers, families and friends, because eating disorders don't just affect the individual, but can have a ripple effect across the whole family.
Who is the charity for?
So it's really for anyone who's got concerns about their eating. They might have stresses and worries in their life, and it may be affecting their eating, coming out of control, or they may be restricting their food. So these sorts of behaviours they might be noticing and have concerns about, so they can come to us at that stage. They don't have to had a diagnosis at this stage. So we help adults, both adults and young people, as it can affect, eating disorders can affect anyone of any age, any gender. We also now support carers and family members, partners and friends, because they have a vital part to play in that person's recovery and getting better. So we do have, we are offering that more and more so now. The parents.
Which other organisations do you work with?
So sometimes we make referrals to the Community Mental Health Service. There's also BEAT in the UK, the UK Eating Disorder Charity, which has a fantastic website. They have offer some training, guidance, resources, and also more recently we've been involved with the Charlie Waller Trust, and they've been fantastic offering some workshops to do with parents and carers so that we can attend those so we can better help our parents, the parents that we see. So all these different partnerships are helping support our small charity.
What are your main goals?
So our goals as a charity to offer early and accessible confidential support, to increase the understanding and awareness of eating disorders and the common myths, and to support the recovery by helping people explore the emotional factors behind disorder eating.
Tell us about your team.
So we're a small grassroots charity run by a dedicated mix of volunteers and qualified professionals. So we have a trustee board, we have committee members, and we have part-time support from professionals who offer one-to-one counselling support and therapy, and they work directly with our clients. But the volunteers are the backbone of the charity. Without the volunteer support, we would just wouldn't be able to run. We kind of run on a shoestring, and we're very small, and the volunteers are what makes the charity.
How do you see the charity developing over the next 5 years?
So over the next 5 years, we'd love to grow a team of qualified professionals so we can offer more and broader support. We'd like to increase awareness and outreach through our talks and workshops and the community engagement stuff that we do. And we'd like to adapt and expand our support options, which includes online and hybrid services, to better meet local needs.
How is the charity funded?
So like many small charities, we rely heavily on the donations and grants from individuals or organisations and our supporters. And we also do fundraising activities and community events.
How can people support you?
Okay, so there's lots of ways people can get involved. They can make a donation, they can volunteer their time, or they can support us in professional capacity. So especially if they're qualified in things like psychology or counselling, we're always looking for that support as a charity.
Where can people find out more?
So you can find out more, you can visit our website, manxeatingdisordersupport.com. You can find us on Facebook, or you can get in touch by phone, which is 330922, or you can email info@manxeatingdisordersupport.com.
The Charity of the Week, brought to you by Kell Properties. Profile complete.